It's time for the Mandan Sporting Goods Mike Peluso Fishing Report. Let's check in with the legendary hockey player, coach, and angler, Mike Peluso. Mike, I know we had a string of 40-degree days over the last week. How did that affect ice conditions around the state?
It seemed like the southern, you know, part of the state, it hit it pretty hard. I mean, it's you're hearing of a few lakes like Alkaline, some of those, and obviously Lake Oahe that really kind of took a beating with this. I mean, obviously we got cold weather now, it might firm back up, but the northern tier, you know, I was up on Devil's Lake earlier this week. I mean, that's just normal. I mean, there's, you know, good ice conditions and plenty of it. So it's crazy how the state's kind of split that way.
Well, as always, do your due diligence and be careful out there. Mike, what can you tell me about ice fishing on Devil's Lake? I know you were up there.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, heat, obviously, online with the perch numbers being down and things of that nature. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I mean, there's still plenty of fish around. It's just, it's a cycling system. I mean, those perch only live 5 to 7 years. And, you know, we've had low water conditions, so their spawning habitat hasn't been that great. But Game and Fish has got a plan to try and, you know, put some more numbers in there and hopefully get some snow late in the season to bring up those water levels a little bit and give them some good spawning habitat.
Well, not exactly open water fishing right now, but I know you're up at the tail race earlier this week. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I've been up there a couple times again, you know, weather permitting, obviously. But, yeah, the fishing's, you know, pretty good. I mean, it's not, you know, it's different than down here. I mean, you go up there and you're looking for, you know, for me, I go up there looking for some big bites. But there's definitely, you know, bites where you can get fish in the live well as well. But it's just nice to get out there and get the long rods out. But it is goofy when you go from the ice one day and then the open water the next. It's a whole different ball game.
All right, Mike, how do people fish with you this coming spring on the river?
Yeah, it's kind of that time. I'm starting to get some bookings now. But, yeah, go to my webpage, MikePelusoOutdoors.com, or my Facebook page, Mike Peluso Outdoors and Guide Service.
All right, this has been the Mike Peluso Fishing Report, powered by Mandan Sporting Goods, now in their new location at 206 4th Avenue Northwest in Mandan. Mike, hibernate. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.